Homily for Monday, April 26th. I'd like to take this time to reflect on time, to reflect on the time in which we find ourselves. We're in Easter time. It began with the Easter Vigil and will end with our celebration of Pentecost. Easter time itself will end with the conclusion of evening prayer on Pentecost. At that time, the Easter candle will no longer be lit for our liturgical celebrations. It will be used for baptisms and funerals during the year. There's a repeated phrase. It's repeated again and again during Easter time. It is, in fact, the message, the good news, the gospel of Easter. And that message is, He is risen. And put an exclamation point there. There's wonder, excitement, and joy in the words, He is risen. But let's reflect further, deeper. The words are, He is risen. They're not, He rose from the dead. The Easter message is always about a present reality. He is risen. Easter proclaims to us that the risen Lord Jesus is risen and alive now. Risen and alive now for us. All the gospel accounts show us that this risen Jesus wants very much to interact with his disciples. He wants to interact with us now. But that raises a question for us. How do we think and feel and imagine Jesus to be? How is he alive for us now? And I'm speaking of alive for us now, and not just as he was then, as we see him in the Gospels. So much depends on how we answer that question. So much depends on how Jesus is for us. Is he alive now? Or is he basically alive and active then? A memory only from the past. We can have real expectations of a living person. That person will interact with us, will encourage us or question us. A living person, their words and their actions affect us. That is not so with a person whom we think dead. His words and actions can be remembered, but remembered only. They are a memory only. So I'd like to share with you the thoughts of Jesuits who assembled in Rome in 1995 to ask themselves the question, who is the risen Lord for us now? What is he calling us to do and to be now? So I'd ask you to listen to their answer to that very, very important question. And they say, the risen Christ, far from being absent from the world's history, has begun a new presence to the world in the Spirit. He is now present to all men and women and draws them into his paschal mystery. He continues to mediate God's work of bringing salvation, justice, and reconciliation to a world that is still broken by its sins. The risen Christ, who calls us, is the first among many brothers and sisters who, through his love, will enter God's embrace. We know the risen Lord as his co-workers, experiencing his companionship in a shared labor by bringing salvation, justice, and reconciliation to our broken world. Our lives then become Easter events. We will know the risen Lord as we come to work for the salvation of all, for justice in our world, and for reconciliation in our very broken world. Then we will know his love encouraging us and even pushing us to give ourselves ever more to the love that we see in Jesus. We will sense a movement within ourselves to love beyond ourselves. It will be a movement to die to our fears, the fears that make us hold on only to ourselves. It will be a movement to see the needs of other people, as well as to see their goodness and their beauty. And so in this special time, this beautiful and special time of Easter time, let us take time to reflect on the Lord working ever so hard to become present to us in his call to love, his call to live like him, his call to become truly disciples of him.